You're listening to the Quince Podcast.
Ahead of the highly anticipated India-Pakistan T20 World Cup Series match, a growing chorus of fans in India are urging the men in blue to boycott the match with their historic arch rivals. The call for the boycott comes at the heels of targeted killings of civilians and deaths of Indian Army personnel in Jammu and Kashmir over the past few weeks, where 11 civilians were gunned down. The uproar by fans reached to such an extent that on 19th October, the hashtag Boycott Pakistan started trending on social media. Though several politicians, including Union Minister Giriraj Singh, stated that playing the match should be reconsidered given the current relations with the country, some in the sports industry, like badminton legend Prakash Padukone, feels that sports should not be mixed with politics. So, what should the Indian team's play be here? And is boycotting a cricket match the best option in our hands? For this, we spoke to renowned sports writer and journalist Ayaz Memon. But before we dive into the crux of the episode, for our new listeners here, The Big Story is a daily news analysis podcast where we dissect the headline-making news of the day. We try and provide an in-depth analysis to our listeners with renowned experts in the field on every topic we take on. You can find a link to our entire playlist in our show notes and catch our daily episode Monday to Friday on all the popular podcast listening platforms. And I'm your host, Himmat. Thank you, Ayaz, again for coming on the Big Story podcast. It's always a pleasure speaking to you.
Thanks a lot. Thanks for having me.
So I'll just jump right into it. I wanted to first ask you what you think about this growing chorus for boycotting the upcoming India-Pakistan match. Do you think boycotting is the best option that we have?
I think it's the worst option. I mean, I think it's getting a little ridiculous. There are obviously problems in the environment. Mm-hmm. And certainly within the country, outside it, and obviously one has to be cognizant of it and one must be supportive of the measures taken to counter those. But this is not one way to do it, which is to deny people, playing a sport for which you're committed. That's one part. The other is, I personally believe, and very strongly so, that sport is a way, is a medium for finding ways to, for rapprochement. It should be tested and tried at all times, whether it's in the Olympics, whether it's in cricket or football or wherever. We've had boycotts, and we've had the Olympics being boycotted in the past, in 1984 and 1980. And frankly, did it work? We have to ask ourselves, when we look back, it didn't work at all. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, having this kind of... I call it more rabble-rousing than anything else. I think the vast majority of the people in this country don't think like that.
Mm-hmm. Of course, this is not the first time it has happened as well. It happened back in 2019 as well, when even I think Sourav Ganguly also said that we should not play Pakistan. But of course, we went ahead with the matches as well. And there's also the contention that if both the teams do reach the finals, and then there's the chorus again of boycotting that match, that will just be us handing over the trophy to Pakistan. What do you think on that?
No, I don't think the issues of trophy or winning a match or not. Mm-hmm. Look, if you play the first match, mm-hmm. which is on Sunday, then obviously you will play the last match if it so happens, if you're meeting in the semis or in the, mm-hmm. in the final. Why would that change within the course of 2-3 weeks? The issue really is that, are you seeing sport as something which is a medium or an assignment or an engagement or a platform where, it's not just about providing entertainment to country, people from India and Pakistan. That's one part. And that's a very mm-hmm. narrow part. The other is obviously creating an environment, because ultimately I would like to believe that all countries in this world would like peace and tranquility. And if whatever helps in that process should be mm-hmm. tried out, and sport is one of the biggest examples of this. We've had the Olympics, mm-hmm. we've had, as I mentioned earlier, we've had boycotts, we've had political demonstrations at the Olympics, and yet the Olympics come with all mm-hmm. the nations participating. So, and this is the ICC tournament where, in a sense, bilateral contests between India and Pakistan are not happening. But you can't, to take a position that we will not play even the ICC tournaments is a little too, I think it's taking it a little too far.
I just wanted to touch upon that last point that you mentioned as well regarding bilateral cricket as well. So from my understanding, India and Pakistan haven't played any bilateral cricket in over 14 years as such. And of course, the revenue earned from that helps country, the cricket board of certain countries also help survive like how it did.
Sorry to interject, but it's not that we haven't played against Pakistan a bilateral series for 14 years. That was a test series, yes, in 2007. But subsequently, we played a bilateral ODI series in India in 2012-13. So it's been 8 years. Yes, there's been no bilateral contest between India and Pakistan. But we have played ICC tournaments. We played the 2017 Champions Trophy. We played the 2019 the World Cup in England. So it's not that India and Pakistan haven't played. And frankly, this kind of a issue erupts every time that there is a match to be played, whether it's ICC or not. So it's not something new or novel, as you know.
Yeah, of course. Now, coming back quickly to the match on Sunday as well, I wanted to know what are your most the aspects of the match that you're more excited about?
See, India versus Pakistan is the biggest contest in the sport. There is no question about it. So it's one of the biggest games. It's the marquee game of the 2021 World T20 World Cup. So I don't think it gets bigger than that. I think there'll be a lot of passion, there'll be a lot of interest, there'll be a lot of excitement, not just between these two countries, certainly between fans of these two countries, but I can tell you from my experience that India versus Pakistan evokes so much interest all over the cricket world because everybody wants to see, it's an El Clasico in that sense, you know.
Yes.
Everybody is interested in seeing this match.
Yeah.
So I think it's clearly this is the biggest match of the tournament. And, I for one would hope that, the two teams meet somewhere again in the knockout stage because that would really bring this tournament alive. Not just in terms of revenues, but also in terms of, cricketing interest. Just to take you back, 2007, when the inaugural T20 World Cup was played, the first match was between India and Pakistan, which India won in the super over. And then there was the final, which India won. And you know what happened after that, because T20 became the rage all over. I mean, India forms 70% of the viewership of cricket in any case. And it became a rage in India. We went from that victory to the IPL. And since then, cricket has never been the same again.
Of course.
But, I doubt if the same thing would have happened. Similar. It may have happened, but it would have taken far, far longer. If you suppose India had played the first match against, Zimbabwe or even the West Indies, or played some other team in the final outside of Pakistan and not won that in the last over, that excitement. Yeah. So all of that has contributed to I'm not saying that, it's only because of India versus Pakistan, but that was really a catalyst.
Okay. Now, the Pakistani team has also made a lot of changes over the past year. One of the big highlights is, of course, the new Pakistani cricket captain. So what should the Indian team be wary about heading into this game?
So, I mean, every team heading into a T20 match is wary about the format. In many ways, it can be a lottery. It's very unpredictable. All kinds of things can happen in T20 cricket. We've seen, for instance, Afghanistan is not a force in T20 cricket. They may not win the title, but they are a force. They have qualified into the main event before ahead of Bangladesh and Sri Lanka, for instance. Who are still wanting to qualify. They are waiting to qualify. So T20 is a very topsy-turvy format. So certainly India have to be careful. The Pakistan team does not have the richness of experience that India has in terms of the players who've been there around playing for maybe 7, 8, almost 10 years, some of them like Virat Kohli and Rohit Sharma and some of these guys who've been playing for a long while.
Yeah.
And India's talent pool itself is so rich across formats. I mean, we haven't won ICC tournaments in the past few years, but we've been number one test match team for 5 years. Yeah. We were number one ODI team for many months. In fact, for a very long period. And we've been in T20 cricket amongst the top three or four consistently. So as a side, India have been the most consistent performing side in the world over the last 5 years. And I think that is something that Pakistan will have to be wary about, because they run up against a team which has got a humongous amount of talent as well as experience.
Okay. So, lastly, any predictions for the match? What do you see coming forth?
You know, in a T20 scenario, I would rather sit on the fence. You know, because I think the biggest hazard there is that you might end up putting your foot in your mouth. I think what we should... What I would want to see, and I think we will see, is a very exciting game.
Yeah.
The T20 format. See, Pakistan, also don't forget that they've experimented with a lot of players. They've got some really high quality talent like Babar Azam. They've got Rizwan, who's been in terrific form. They've got Shaheen Shah Afridi, fine bowler. They've got a plethora of all rounders. They also have a couple of players who are very experienced. Shoaib Malik, Mohammad Hafiz, who've been around for 12, 14, 15 years, in fact. So, it's not a team which can be taken lightly or be dismissed. You can't be dismissive about them. But I think that in the past, if you see the matches, barring the Champions Trophy final in 2017, on the big stage, on the big occasion, actually, India have seemed to be getting the better of Pakistan all the while. And I attribute that to the richness of experience playing on... playing in very many tight contests, etc., etc. So that's the reason why I feel India has the edge.
Okay. Well, we certainly have a very exciting Sunday coming up, and I'm sure majority of us will be at the edge of our seats. But thank you again so much for taking out the time for the big story.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
And if you like listening to this podcast, do check out our other podcast series like Urdunama, News and Views, Kisse Kahaniyan, and Over to Shailaja. You can find a link for all of them in our show notes.
Thanks for listening. Log on to the Quince website and check out our other podcasts.